Welcome to the fifth episode of Beyond Boundaries with Fantastic Four. I'm your host and HP Business Development Manager at TD SYNNEX, Jack Dark. In today's episode, we will be diving deep into the world of AI and how Windows 11 Pro can help you overcome this technology's challenges to innovate like never before. Joining me for today's conversation is Rob McGilvery, America's Specialist of Windows Pro and Modern Endpoints at Microsoft. Hey, Rob, thanks for joining us today. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself and your role at Microsoft?
Yeah, well, first off, thanks for having me. So again, my name's Rob McGilvery. So I cover all the Americas here at Microsoft within our organization called Device Partner Sales. So I support the entire device partner ecosystem for everything related to Windows 11 Professional and Enterprise.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing and letting me be a little tongue-tied when I pronounce your last name.
All good.
So today, obviously, AI is the big topic of conversation. It's everywhere we look. I think half the emails I answer are related. Could you talk to us today about the challenges the businesses are facing when modernizing their processes and platforms?
Yeah. So when we think about, AI is here. I think when I think back, 4 years ago when the pandemic started, a lot of the conversations we were having with customers were around, hey, look, a device that was within the four walls of my organization is now out in the wild, and how am I going to manage it? How am I going to make sure it's secure? And now fast forward, 4 years later, here we are with this AI moment. We know that ChatGPT saw 100 million users within a three-month time frame. And so generative AI is here. And so we know this is presenting a lot of challenges for organizations, really around computing. User experience is becoming, top of mind, I think, for a lot of organizations. We know that employees are struggling to have enough motivation and enough energy during the day due to this digital fatigue. We know that flexible work is here. I think hybrid work is kind of gone. It's now about flexible work, whether you're working from home or in the office or you're traveling, you're back in person. Security continues to be top of mind. We know that security is something that every organization is concerned about. And then there's also AI, right? And now we have this AI computing wave. And so how are all these things coming together from a computing challenge? And how can organizations really address, these four key pillars around user experience, flexible work, security, and now AI? And I think that's, really what is changing in the market from a computing perspective.
Absolutely. And I think you hit it on the head, the nature of work's changed. I think when you say flexible, it kind of became how much can you fit into the calendar day to day. And while the resources, I have personally built a deck with ChatGPT, and it's fantastic to have something like that to write copy in a sense, but you do have to be leery of what hotspots you're joining, what's that called? Like copyrighted content you're utilizing in tools like that. So I appreciate you sharing all that. What would you say Windows Pro helps alleviate the challenges there specifically?
Yeah. So when we think about Windows 11 Pro, it is the most secure version of Windows ever. We did raise some of the base hardware requirements to run the operating system. And with that, by making things like TPM 2.0 default, we have seen a 58% reduction in security instances on a Windows 11 Pro PC versus Windows 10 Pro PC. So we know that raising those base hardware requirements and turning on certain features on by default to really help protect the core of the device really has worked from a security incident perspective. We also, think about Windows 11 is really the AI platform for everything at Microsoft. And we're bringing AI innovation across the entire platform for Windows 11. And we know there's a lot of buzz around Copilot. And with really that interface with Windows 11 to really help leverage AI tools on a daily basis to help end users be more productive. And then when we think about IT management, when we first launched Windows 11, I think there was a lot of fear probably from customers. And I think it was very warranted. Some customers had a very poor experience when they migrated potentially from Windows 7 to 10. And now here we come out with Windows 11. But really, Windows 11 is really just the next version of Windows 10. It is a feature update or an in-place upgrade to that eligible piece of hardware running Windows 10 today. And so when we think about IT management, it really is a smooth transition from Windows 10 to 11. And with that, we're seeing about a 99.7% app compatibility rate with Windows 11. And a lot of that is rooted in the fact that, this is just a feature update to Windows 10. We're using the same kernel as we did with Windows 10 and Windows 11. And customers can just continue with their same methodology and process around how they keep, you know, Windows endpoints up to date when they transition from Windows 10 to 11. And so, you know, we really do feel like Windows 11 truly is the answer to security, to this flexible work, to this demand for AI, to really help employees do more. And then really, you know, as we think about IT, that ease of management as they transition from 10 to 11.
Absolutely. And so you touched on this a little bit, but what would you, you know, recommend for those Windows 10 users and what they should be aware of?
When I think about what they should be aware of, you know, you're on Windows 10 today. Windows 10 is a great operating system. But when you think about, you know, productivity, when you think about AI, we know that, you know, a lot of organizations are trying to figure out, okay, how can I integrate AI into certain workflows, or how can I have an AI strategy within my organization? We know that there's advantages there, whether it's from end user satisfaction to productivity. And so when we think about Windows 11, I think one of the big things I always like to focus on is, hey, look, this is we're innovating and integrating AI across the entire Windows 11 platform. And we're putting AI into the tools that end users are using on a daily basis. I'll give a really prime example. Probably the tool, one of the tools I use the most within Windows is the snipping tool. I love to take screenshots of stuff. And historically, if there was a piece of information in that screenshot that I wanted, and I wanted to use that in some other format, whether it was Word or PowerPoint, I'd have to go in and like retype that out. You know, I'd have to type it over and put it into that document. But we've now brought AI into the snipping tool, where I can just press one button and it can actually analyze the screenshot and actually extract all that text for me. So I can just copy and paste it into that other format that I'm looking to put it into. And so it's a very simple example.
So powerful. I feel like, you know, I don't, sitting in distribution and it's order numbers, serial numbers, and you take a screenshot from someone else's platform, and, you know, typically you would pay for a feature like that in something like Adobe, right?
Yeah.
To be able to extract that data. But yeah, that has a very real, I think, instant impact for users.
Yeah. And so that's what, you know, and I think that's great, right? I think that's our philosophy here is, you know, when we think about Windows 11 and really the AI innovation across the platform, and how we're continuing to innovate in the entire platform of Windows 11, it's about that mindset of, okay, how can we take these tools that we use on a daily basis and how can we inject AI into them to really just help increase user satisfaction and productivity for everyday tasks that we're using. And so, you know, we're doing that across the entire platform. And it's really exciting to see the innovation that's happening in Windows 11.
Absolutely. And I think that offers a lot of reassurance. And isn't there a support end date for Windows 10 coming up?
Yeah, Windows 10. So it's October 14th, 2025. So, Windows 10 goes end of support. That's Windows 10 22H2 goes end of support on October 14th of 2025. And so, you know, that date is getting close. And so we really want to make sure that, you know, everyone out there that's running Windows 10 today has a plan in place to how they can get to Windows 11 before that end of support date hits. We have announced that we will have extended security units for Windows 10 like we did for Windows 7, and there will be a fee associated with that. But in all transparency, no one at Microsoft wants to take your money for extended support for Windows 10. And it's kind of, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Windows 11 is really just the next version of Windows 10. So it is that feature update. It's that in-place upgrade. The only variable here that's different than maybe other OS transitions is that there is a base hardware requirement to run Windows 11. And so it's very important for customers to understand which devices in their environment can move to Windows 11 via an update and which ones can't. And then those ones that can't because they don't meet those hardware requirements, we put a plan in place to get those devices refreshed into a more modern endpoint, you know, ahead of that date in October of 2025.
So thanks so much, Rob. We've talked about how AI innovation isn't just Copilot, the ways you guys are innovating with AI across your whole platform. Do you want to touch on anything else to sum it all up, whether it be effortless meetings, you know, what employees are saying?
Yeah. So, you know, you bring up a good point, you know, and we talked a little bit about this earlier when I shared the example of what we're doing with the snipping tool. And so, you know, if I were to have just a couple minutes to say, hey, look, this is kind of summing up Windows 11, why it's important and really why you should move now. We talked about end of support. So we know that there is a date coming that, you know, has some type of action associated with it, whether it's you're going to migrate or potentially go non-supported and run Windows 10 post that date. But when you think about Windows 11, you know, it is familiar. End users are saying, hey, look, it's been a very easy transition from an end user experience. They love the operating system. We're actually seeing more time spent on Windows 11. After users update, we're seeing a net promoter score of about 15 points higher on Windows 11, because we know that end users are loving all these new features that we talked about. And we know there's a lot of buzz around, you know, AI coming to the edge and all these new technologies that we're seeing from some of our silicon partners. And so, you know, there's a few other things that I love about Windows 11. And we think about that end user experience. One is, if you're logging into your, you know, PC with your Azure Active Directory credentials, now Entra ID, you get what's called AI powered recommendations. So when you open File Explorer, AI is going to help you find your files quicker, based on whether it's meetings you have on your schedule, whether it's something that someone shared with you, or time spent in a certain file. So AI is going to help you get access to your information quicker on Windows 11 as well. And then we think about meeting experience. You mentioned, you know, better and more effortless meetings. So, you know, historically, when you think about video processing and you're in a call, a Teams call, and you've got your camera on and your background blurred, you know, all of those things are being processed by a CPU. And so when we think about some of this new technology that's coming to market, that we're seeing from some of our partners, there's a new terminology out there called an NPU, or what's called a neural processing unit. In a simple term, it's an AI chip locally on the device. And so when we think about innovation and we think about this new silicon element, you know, what can we do from a Windows perspective to maybe take that traditional workload like video processing and background blur, take it off the CPU and now put it onto this NPU? So we're freeing up resources off the CPU for that PC to perform better and that CPU to perform better. So when we move those over to an NPU, outside of freeing up those resources, we now have an opportunity, because we now have an AI chip on the PC, to actually also improve that experience. So we can do things like portrait blur, better background blurring. We can do auto framing. We can do eye gaze correct, better noise cancellation. And so when we just think about how we can leverage new silicon to free up resources at the CPU level, move them over to this new AI chip, and then once we do that, what could we do with this AI chip to really enhance the overall end user experience? And so, you know, when we think of just about the innovation and everything that's coming, you know, on the Windows 11 platform, you know, that's really what I'm most excited about. And I would say that the call to action is, hey, look, if you know, Windows 10 and support Windows 10 is coming, if you don't know what devices in your environment are eligible to move and which ones aren't, that's a great first step. You know, go in, and we've got the tools and resources to help you figure out which devices can move and which ones can't. And for those that can move, you know, get those updated and get all these new features into the hands of your end users so they can start leveraging AI. They can have better end user satisfaction. They can be more productive, and you can really maximize your investment in the Windows platform.
Absolutely. Sounds like a no-brainer, honestly, when you talk about all the features. Why would, you know, working smarter, not harder? Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Rob, so much for stopping by and chatting with us and really taking us on a deep dive of some of the features and all the exciting stuff with the upgrade. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to this episode of Beyond Boundaries with Fantastic Four. I encourage you, if you enjoyed anything you heard today and have deeper questions, please reach out to Rob, myself, or the team at TD SYNNEX. We're happy to support you guys. And thank you, as always, for listening.